Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And this is English Digest. It's wonderful that you've joined us for today's program. I understand English Digest has a very long history, and we're very much glad to be part of it as it continues. And today we're going to continue talking about how the world changed last year in the year 2009. And we were talking about some inventions that were listed in Time Magazine's annual list of the top inventions of the year.
Yeah, one of them was a new Ares 1 rocket. It can go further into space than any rocket has in the past. It still would take you many, many years, I think, to get to Mars, but maybe it could land there. Now, those of you who just like to stay in the comfort of your home might be excited to hear there's a new controller-free gaming device. It's not even a device, I guess. You don't need to use a controller anymore if you want to play some games.
Cool.
And that was a very popular invention. It hit number 5 on Time's top 50 list. There's also the new AIDS vaccine that if you take this, you'll have some modest success trying to protect yourself against getting HIV in the first place, which then turns into AIDS, of course.
So it'll be too late if you've already got AIDS. This is not going to help you.
No, you'd have to take the medicine at that point. Now, there's some other medical marvels we talked about. A new electric eye for those who are visually impaired. And a new replacement knee some college students invented, and it only cost $20. Now, it can actually be replaced underneath the skin, but if you've had a limb that was blown off by a bomb, perhaps you were a soldier in war, or maybe you had a bad accident and had to have a leg cut off, this could help you have an artificial limb. It's a really cheap replacement knee. $20 is all it costs. And then to end the program, we talked about this artificial meat that they're now growing in petri dishes in laboratories.
Yum.
Well, why don't we go ahead, guys? We're going to look at some more inventions that made that top 50 list. But first, we're going to read through our lesson, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
Hang on a minute. Didn't we say there was something for everyone in Time's top 50? Rockets and electric eyes are all well and good, but here are a few items that might soon affect your life directly. In fact, the smart thermostat could be saving you money by the end of this year. Taking the idea from the fuel indicator in his car, the inventor wanted something similar for his home. Energy Hub dashboard tells you how much electricity your house is consuming and how much it is costing you. Furthermore, it is equipped with wireless technology that can turn household appliances off if they're being uneconomical. Cars have recently been slipping out of favor while bicycles have been booming. But sometimes we're just too lazy to pedal to our destination. The Yike Bike is an innovative transportation solution. It's a folding electric bicycle steered simply by leaning left or right that zooms around at speeds of up to 20 kilometers per hour. And if you need to cool down after all that zooming about, switch on your bladeless fan and chill out. The air multiplier pushes cold air through an empty circle and looks just like a fan without blades. There is a common saying that necessity is the mother of all invention, but Time's worst inventions of the year show us that this isn't always true. A Japanese software that scans your smile to make sure you're looking cheerful, and a bra that can be removed and converted into gas masks are two inventions we can safely assume won't be changing the world anytime soon.
Now, remember, we started out our two-day program talking about how Time Magazine's list had something for everyone. Well, we're going to continue talking about things that might interest the average consumer out there, not just people who want to travel in space or maybe those who are actually visually impaired. No, there's something for everyone. And rockets and electric eyes are all well and good. Those are great, but we're going to talk about a few other items that might soon affect your life directly. So you might actually have them in your own life, and it could change the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one of my favorite inventions that was on the list. I saw it, and I immediately thought of my father. Now, it's called the Smart Thermostat, and what it does is it saves you money by telling you how much electricity your house is consuming, how much it's costing you. Now, my dad would love it because we live in Arizona. My family does, at least. My parents are in Mesa, which is close to Phoenix, and it's really hot in the summer. And my mom and dad are constantly changing the thermostat. My mom wants the air conditioning to be stronger, and she wants to be cool. And my dad doesn't want to pay the electric bill. So they're constantly changing the thermostat. Well, this smart thermostat would give my dad proof, and he could show it to my mom. See how much it's costing us? And he would then, you know, adjust the thermostat again. Now, where did this inventor get the idea, Tom?
Well, the inventor wanted something similar for his home because he had something like this in his car. There was a fuel indicator in his car. Now, the fuel indicator is that little instrument on your dashboard that tells you whether you need to go to the gasoline station and get some gas. Of course, there's an F at the top and an E on the bottom. That's your fuel indicator. And he thought, I'd like to know how much fuel I'm consuming inside the house, so I can maybe save energy a little more. So that's where he got this idea. And now it's called the Energy Hub Dashboard, and it tells you how much electricity your house is consuming and, by extension, how much it's costing you. So to consume just means to use something. You can consume food, for example, or consume time. Like, for instance, sometimes doing things on the computer can be very time-consuming. They can take up a lot of time. But here he wants to know how much energy his house is consuming, and to have the numbers displayed there on the wall or something like that, so that can serve as a reminder. My goodness, I'm wasting so much power. It's costing me so much money. Maybe I should try to conserve electricity.
Ah, this is costing me a fortune. And so you could adjust your thermostat once you saw the cost. Well, furthermore, this little device is equipped with wireless technology that can turn household appliances off if they're being uneconomical or uneconomical. Both pronunciations are correct. When something's equipped with something else, it means it has that particular equipment in it. You could also use it's supplied with this wireless technology, or it's furnished with that particular technology. So it has that technology. So it's ready to be used. Now, this wireless technology can actually turn your household appliances off if they're wasting energy. Household just means the person or people living together in one home. So since I live alone in my apartment, my household contains or is equivalent to one person. But in Tom's family, in his home, he's got a larger household. More people live in his house together. Now, appliances can be used to talk about different electrical devices we have in our homes, like stoves and refrigerators and washing machines. And if you're lucky enough, a dishwasher. I don't have a dishwasher here. What about you guys?
We wash dishes by hand,
me
the old-fashioned way. But yeah, those things can waste a lot of energy as well. But again, those are all examples of household appliances. And, well, this device might actually help you turn those appliances off if they're being uneconomical, which means they're wasting power. And that happens sometimes. I mean, you can imagine that if the air conditioning is on in a room where there are no people, then that certainly is wasting electricity.
That's terrible.
And this device might actually know about that, and it will switch itself off or switch the air conditioning off if that is the case. Okay, so that's a good example of how we can save energy in our daily lives and also probably help the environment as well.
You might also own an old car that's often uneconomical. Maybe it wastes a lot of fuel and gas. Maybe you have to repair it a lot. It's not really worth it to keep it around. So you can have lots of things in your life that are uneconomical. Maybe you're using too much effort or money or even materials to make a profit. That would be considered being uneconomical. So why don't we go ahead and take an early break here, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about the last two paragraphs.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Kevin, again.今天我们要继续来看看每年 Time 杂志公布的50大发明物还有哪一些。文章开始提到说，前50名的发明不是跟每个人都相关吗？火箭和电子眼好倒是好，不过还有些物品可能很快就会直接影响你的生活了。第二段提到了智慧恒温器 Smart Thermostat， 在今年年底就可能可以帮助你来节省荷包。Energy Hub 仪表板来告诉你家中消耗的电力以及所花费的电费的情况，甚至如果家电产品太过于耗能，也可以透过这样的装置来帮它关闭。在这段第一行，我们看到了 Thermostat 这个单字所代表的是恒温器的意思，这个字的字首 T-H-E-R-M 它所代表的就是 Heat， 表示热的意思，所以我们所说的热水瓶就叫做 Thermos， T-H-E-R-M-O-S。而这个字呢，原本是一个品牌的名称，不过现在我们就把它来当做这项产品。另外我们说的温度计 thermometer 所用到的一个字根的结构也是用到了 therm， 它代表的是 heat 的意思，而后面的 meter 所代表就是 measure， 所以测量温度所用的温度计就叫做 thermometer， 它的拼法是 T-H-E-R-M-O-M-E-T-E-R。这段的最后一句话，我们看到了 household appliances， 所指的是家电用品。我们也可以用 electric appliances 来表示，甚至我们直接用 appliances 这个字来当做家电用品就可以了。而且 appliances 这个字呢，在去年指考智慧题也曾经考到了这样的一个单字。此外，我们还看到了 uneconomical 这个形容词，它所代表的是浪费的、不节约的。如果我们把字首 un 去掉的话呢，那么 economical 就是它的反义字，表示节省的、节约的。而我们要特别小心，另外一个形容词跟它讲得很像的就是 economic， 它的拼法是 E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C， 这样的一个单字它所代表的是经济方面的或者是经济学的，所以我们说经济政策就是 economic policy， 当我们说经济不景气就是 economic depression，这时候所用的形容词就是 economic。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, in the first part of our program, we continued talking about this listOf the year's best inventions, and the invention we were talking about was the smart thermostat called Energy Hub Dashboard, and it could tell you how much power your house is using and how much it's costing you. And, you know, by extension, Stephanie, I was wondering if they could invent some kind of device that had sensors or something like that that could detect whether or not someone was actually using something or whether they were actually in the room. Because so many times where I live, I walk into a room and there's the TV on at full volume with the lights on and the computer's on, but there's nobody in the room. And that person hasn't been in the room for about a half hour and they aren't coming back to that room for another half hour. So why do those things need to be on? It would be nice if some kind of sensor could know that and turn those stupid things off and save power.
You know, when I was growing up, my dad hated it when we would waste electricity, again, because our electric bills were really high. So he would actually turn off the lights in a room when he thought no one was in there. And I was often in there reading and he couldn't see me. And I'd say, Dad! I'm in here. And he'd go, oh, sorry, Steph. But he was constantly turning lights off.
Yeah, my dad was kind of similar, too.
But kids forget to turn the lights off, don't they?
Well, they take that stuff for granted because they're not paying the bills. But I suppose if you had this kind of device, it would remind you of how much money you're throwing out by misusing electricity. So it would be a very useful device. And it might be very commonplace at the end of this year.
Maybe someone out there is listening and can invent something.
Possibly, right. Well, people here in Taiwan are very good at inventing things.
They're smart.
Well, of course, people here in Taiwan also love their cars, but they also love their bicycles. And cars have recently been slipping out of favor while bicycles have been booming. Now, if something is out of favor, that means it's no longer popular or perhaps no longer liked. For example, I had an uncle. His name was Uncle Steve, and he was a great guy. He'd come over all the time and give us presents. But later on, we found out some bad things about him, how he was stealing money from his company. So he kind of fell out of favor with us. We didn't like him anymore after that. But here, cars have been slipping out of favor. You could also say falling out of favor. In other words, people aren't using them as much as they used to.
Yeah, another thing that's fallen out of favor is dial-up modems. Nowadays, most of us are using cable internet to connect.
They still have dial-up modems?
Yeah, I think some people are still using it, especially in other countries, Tom.
Ah, no wonder. You know, I used to hear people here in Taiwan talk about modem all the time. And I thought, it's not modem, it's modem. The accent is on the first syllable. But now the word I always hear people mispronouncing is carbon. They talk about carbon bicycle frames.
Yeah.
You know, they keep saying carbon. My bicycle is made out of carbon. I said, what is carbon? That sounds,
it sounds
like
Italian.
You're like an Italian restaurant name or an Italian gangster or something.
Carbonara.
Like that.
Yeah.
No, it's carbon. Carbon with the accent on the first syllable. But again, bicycles are becoming more popular and cars are falling out of favor. But sometimes we are just too lazy to pedal to our destination. And I think people probably don't really use their bicycles to pedal to work because you don't want to show up for an important meeting smelling like a sewer. And so people, of course, are driving their air-conditioned cars, but still bicycles are very popular these days.
Now, here's the new invention. It's called the Yike Bike. I think it's a funny title. We say yikes sometimes when we do something or see something scary or yikes, I can't believe it. This Yike Bike is an innovative transportation solution. So it's innovative, meaning it's a new way of doing something. It's different. Maybe it's an improvement upon something that existed in the past. It uses really clever new ideas and methods. Well, it's an innovative transportation solution. A solution is just an answer to a problem, a way of solving something. Maybe you have had a hard time getting around lately. You feel that fuel is just too expensive. Well, here is an innovative answer to your transportation problems. Get a bike. And this Yike Bike is really cool. It's a folding electric bicycle.
Right. And because it's folding, that means it's easy to take along with you. You can ride to your destination, fold it up, and get on the elevator, and no one will give you a dirty look. Well, okay, how do you operate this thing? Well, it's an electric bicycle, and it's steered by leaning to the left or to the right. Now, if you steer something, that means you control the direction that a certain vehicle is going. For example, if you're driving a car, you're going to steer the car using what is called the steering wheel. But this particular bicycle, I guess, doesn't have handlebars, or it certainly doesn't have a steering wheel, so you need to steer it by leaning your body. To lean just means to move your body in a left direction if you want to go left, and you lean your body to the right if you want to go in a right direction. I think that's how you steer a skateboard as well.
I think you're right. Or if you're going snow skiing, if you want to move in a typical left direction, you just kind of lean that way a little bit, put your weight on that foot. Mm-hmm. Now, you can zoom around at speeds of up to 20 kilometers per hour. That's pretty fast, I think, for a bike. Now, zoom means you're moving really quickly. Maybe you have kids that run through the house. They're zooming around. They have so much energy. Or maybe you own a camera and you can zoom in on something. So you can actually make that object in front of the camera appear closer to you than it really is with a zoom lens. That's what is used when you zoom in on something with your camera. Now, if you need to cool down after all that riding around or zooming about, you can switch on your bladeless fan and chill out. Switch on just simply means you're turning on a machine, maybe a light in your house, or maybe you want to switch on your computer, turn it on, get it going. And a bladeless fan sounds interesting. Most of our fans have blades that turn around and around and cools us down.
Yeah, like the propeller on an airplane. So they spin around and move air around. But this fan is a bladeless fan. And what it does is it pushes cold air through an empty circle, and it looks just like a fan, but it doesn't have blades. And this, of course, is called the air multiplier. And you did mention the word blade there. It's just a flat surface of something, blades of a fan. You can also shave your face or your armpits with a razor blade.
Yeah, or a blade of grass.
Well, you have blades on your skates, too.
You do, on your ice skates. And windmills have huge blades, metal blades, that circle or rotate around. Now, there is a common saying that necessity is the mother of all invention. So when someone really needs something, they put on their thinking cap and come up with a great new idea, and that becomes an invention. A necessity is something you really need. Maybe it's a basic need that you have, or maybe it's something you need in order to even stay alive. For example, water is one of the necessities of life. We have to have it, or we die.
That's right. So you got to have that water here. And of course, if you need something, then you'll figure out a way to invent it. But we also have this list from Time called the year's worst inventions. And this list shows us that this isn't always true. Sometimes people invent things that are totally unnecessary. Now, we have a Japanese software or a software program, and it scans your smile to make sure you're looking cheerful. Now, this might be useful at a department store where the boss wants the employees to smile all the time. So he uses this device to make sure they're smiling. And if they're not, they'll get fired. We've also got a bra, which is an underwear garment that women wear. And this garment, the bra, can be removed and converted into a gas mask. If you're living in a dangerous war zone, for example, and if you're female, hey, this might become very useful for you. Just take off that bra, just remove it, and you can wear a gas mask, and you won't have to die inhaling mustard gas.
So all the guys would die in that place would just have females there, I guess.
Well, they're probably inventing a gas mask jock strap.
Oh, dear. Well, we got to cover everybody, don't we? When you remove something, of course, here we're talking about a piece of clothing. You take off that piece of clothing. You can also remove something by taking something away from something else. Maybe you have old paint that you want to remove from your walls and put something else up. Well, you can remove this particular bra and use it as a gas mask if you need to. Hopefully you don't. These are two inventions, this Japanese software that scans your smile and this removable bra that we can safely assume won't be changing the world anytime soon. They were considered some of the worst inventions. When you assume something, you think it's true, although you really don't have any definite proof of it. So these two inventions we really probably will never need in this world. Okay, everybody, it's time for our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
接下来这一段提到了两种跟我们生活切身相关的发明，一种是 Yike Bike 创新的交通运输方式，折叠式的电动自行车，它最快可以达到时速20公里。另外一项就是 Air Multiplier， 就是无扇叶的电风扇。在这段第一句里头，我们看到了 booming 这样的一个形容词，表示大受欢迎的。它是从动词 boom boom 这个字所衍生出来。boom 这个字呢，当动词是表示蓬勃的发展，而实际上这个字也可以用来当做名词，表示繁荣、表示兴盛的意思。所以我们说，二次大战之后，婴儿潮就是用 baby boom 来表示。另外，在这一段中间有一个生字，就是 innovative。这个形容词表示的是创新的意思，它的反义字就是 conventional， 拼法是 CONVENTIONAL。而我们知道 innovative 这个字它的动词其实就是 innovate， 它的拼法是 INNOVATE。这个字的结构我们可以看得出来，它是由三个部分所组成，字首的 IN 代表的就是 in 的意思，而中间的 NOVA NOVA 所代表的就是 new 的意思。我们知道目前市面上我们看到了一个很有名的 3C 产品的这样的一个卖场，就用这个字来表示。另外最后字尾的 ATE 是一个很普遍的一个动词字尾，所以合在一起就变成了 innovative， 就表示动词改革革新的意思。这段中间提到了折叠式的电动自行车 Folding Electric Bicycle， 它最快可以达到时速20公里， A speed of up to 20 kilometers per hour。 这里我们看到了以什么的速度，我们用的偏语是 at a speed of。另外我们也看到了 up to 这个片语，它是用来表示一个数据或数量高达多少的意思。好比我们造个简单的句子，它节食之后体重减少多达20公斤，那么这句话就可以翻译成为 He has lost up to 20 kilograms after he went on a diet。 这段最后面还提到了将 air multiplier 的无扇叶的电风扇打开，就能够让你 chill out， 也就是让你平静下来冷静下来的意思。所以 chill out 在这边呢，其实我们就可以把它代换成为 calm down 或者是 cool down。 文章最后结尾这一段一开始先是提到了一句谚语， Necessity is the mother of invention， 需要为发明之母。不过时代杂志的年度最糟发明告诉我们，这不一定是真的。 A Japanese software that scans your smile to make sure you are looking cheerful， 一个日本的软体能扫描你的微笑以确定你看起来很愉悦。And a bra that can be removed and converted into gas masks. 还有一款脱下来之后就能变成防毒面具的胸罩。Are two inventions we can safely assume won't be changing the world anytime soon. 是两项我们可以很有把握的假设，它们不会很快改变世界的两项发明。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.